Chapter 8, The Musical Performers, Ambition for Display. Musical entertainments, which, if conducted properly, will do no harm, are often a source of evil. In the present state of society, with the low morals of not only youth, but those of age and experience, there is great danger of becoming careless and giving a special attention to favorites, and thus creating envy, jealousies, and evil surmisings. Musical talent too often fosters pride and ambition for display, and singers have but little thought of the worship of God. Instead of leading minds to remembering God, it often causes them to forget Him. Singing for display. Counsel to a leader of music. I was taken into some of your singing exercises, and was made to read the feelings that existed in the company, you being the prominent one. There were petty jealousies, envy, evil surmisings, and evil speaking. The heart service is what God requires. The forms and lip service are as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Your singing is for display, not to praise God with the spirit and understanding. The state of the heart reveals the quality of the religion of the professor of godliness. Music that offends God. Display is not religion nor sanctification. There is nothing more offensive in God's sight than a display of instrumental music when those taking part are not consecrated, are not making melody in their hearts to the Lord. The offering most sweet and acceptable in God's sight is a heart made humble by self-denial, by lifting the cross and following Jesus. We have no time now to spend in seeking these things that only please the senses. Close heart searching is needed. With tears and heartbroken confession, we need to draw nigh to God that He may draw nigh to us. Music acceptable to God. The superfluities which have been brought into the worship in blank must be strenuously avoided. Music is acceptable to God only when the heart is sanctified and made soft and holy by its facilities. But many who delight in music know nothing of making melody in their hearts to the Lord. Their heart is gone after their idols,